Cody Carnes, Resurrection Blood. Good morning. It's Rise and Stein. It's Victory 91.5. Congratulations to Shirley Kim, winner of the Smilefication Swag Bag this morning, courtesy of Quality Orthodontic Care. Ray Haynes, our general manager, is in teaching on Yom Kippur, but really unpacking what this year is going to look like.
Which is wonderful, beautiful. You be optimistic, but you also realize the number 8 has to do with a wall. We're going to break that down for you. But I'm pretty sure you can already relate to that because it's been, you know, the year doesn't, even though it flips immediately, and we saw that this last week, it still works its way in gradually. And I think we've all had conversations to say, isn't it interesting that there's no more middle ground? Everyone has this side or that side, and it doesn't seem like this... you know, there's no warm, fuzzy hugs anymore. It's so much. And so that's kind of where we're going to help you understand what that is and that this year that's going to happen. And as Christians, if we're going to impact the world, number one, we're going to have to engage the world, and the world is going to be a lot angrier and a lot more opinionated. And just, you know, so listen, we all have the right to an opinion. We all have that. And unfortunately, we all have opinions. But here, what we do is the gospel. Mm-hmm. And the gospel is the truth as opposed to a lie. And so what we're going to share with you is how to walk in truth and how to love Jesus. But specifically, today is Yom Kippur. So let's talk Yom Kippur. It is basically the Sabbath of Sabbaths, if you will. Just as every week has a Sabbath, we use Sunday in the West mostly, but this Yom Kippur is the Sabbath for the whole year. In other words, it's what you set apart for the year. It's the special day. Two things are required: rest and fasting. And the whole world could use both of those things right now. Just stop. All right. Tonight, people from all over the world will celebrate Yom Kippur. In Israel, nothing, absolutely nothing will be open. No radio, no television, no cable. Even the streetlights won't work. They're going to shut down the world. They try to go.
We were there. We were there for Rosh Hashanah, remember?
But not Yom Kippur.
No.
So this day is a little more intense, all right? So in Genesis 2, thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he'd been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy. Understand that? Something's different. He made this day holy because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. So the very first Sabbath, and that's not this day, but we're going to step into it. In Colossians chapter 2, Paul says, don't let any man judge you in respect to holy days, new moon, Sabbath days, which are all a shadow of things to come, for the substance is of Christ. All right, now focus in so you don't miss this. In other words, the Sabbath days are a shadow of things to come. Think about a shadow, right? Mm-hmm. You have to have a light. You have to have substance. The light shines down on the substance, makes a shadow, all right? So the substance we're talking about is Jesus. The shadow that Jesus cast on all the Old Testament was the Sabbath day, the day of rest. They were just, to this day, they're still focused on, we have to have a day of rest. So, but here's the reality for a Christian. Jesus is our Sabbath rest. He's our Sabbath. This is who gives us rest. If you ever wonder why you're so tired, you need more Jesus. You need to press into him. He's your rest. We have ceased from our labors. We enter into our rest. Mm-hmm. You can't earn your salvation. You can't be better or worse or do this, do that. You can't pick any fake religion, false religion they want you to do, but it's do, because you have to rest. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. You need to rest. God and God alone can save you. Mm-hmm. If you're in a bad situation right now, God and God alone can fix that for you. Sabbath days were all looking forward to Jesus, who would bring rest, obviously. We can't become right with God or righteous from what we do or even obedience to the law. Righteousness comes by faith, that is, trusting in Jesus to be in charge or resting in confidence in him. This resting is encouraging to be in intimacy with Christ, becoming one with him and his will. So Yom Kippur is an anniversary of a very bad thing, but it's an awesome day of hanging out with God. Rosh Hashanah was the creation of man. Yom Kippur was the fall of man. That's the bad. So this was the day But it didn't start out to be bad. It was the day that Adam and Eve, they woke up in the morning, heard the voice of God, spent time with God. And that's what they had done for 9 days. But on the 10th day, instead of that appointment, they're in the middle of the garden where the tree of life was, but also tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Mm-hmm. So they're right by. You're always right by. You're always there. That's this wall that's between. There's like a wall between those two trees. They could have gone either way. But that particular day, as God was coming to walk in the cool of the day and to refresh them and to fill them up, they chose instead to have that conversation with Lucifer. So this was the day God killed animals to make skins for Adam and Eve. It's when Jesus was slain from the foundation of the world. Mm-hmm. It's a huge day as a Christian. Why do we even look back at it? Because you have to remember from the get-go, God has been deeply in love with you. Mm-hmm. And he is truth and has held on to the truth so mm-hmm. that he can impart truth to you and set you free from darkness, from confusion, from yourself. So that's where we're going today. That simple verse, your sins are like scarlet, they will be white as snow. That's the next topic we'll jump into as we look at some of the just amazing things that are part of Yom Kippur.
Good morning. It's Risenstein. It's Victory 91.5. Ray Haynes, our general manager, is in talking about Yom Kippur here on Friday, September 29th.
Hebrews 4:12 says,